another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile.
Well, alrighty then, that is Asleep at the Wheel, boogieing back to Texas. That's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KVSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. Yeah, we boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening in. As I look back over the past couple years, and what I missed here is travel. A couple years ago, Terry and I took a cross-country trip from Fort Myers, Florida, back here, carrying a sculpture that her mom had made over 50 years ago. And we saw some friends and some family on the way, and it was really a gas. So I miss the highways and the byways and even the alleys. And maybe a show about that is going to help. We're going to lead off with a trip down an alley, Peacock Alley. Here's someone who played with the Asleep at the Wheel for 7 years, Cindy Cash Dollar and Peacock Alley. Thank you.
wishes. Make note of all good wishes. Say goodbye to the landlord for me. Sons of bitches always bore me. Throw out those L.A. papers. Moldy box of vanilla wafers. Adios to all his concrete. Gonna get me some dirt road back street. Like a gift you're bringing. Play it for me one more time now. Got to give it all we can now. I believe every word you're saying. Just keep on, keep on. We have forgot. Oh, my lady, now don't you cry. Love's a gift that's truly handmade. We got something to believe in. Now don't you think it's time we're leaving?
Jeff Walker covering the guy Clark, great guy Clark, great song, L.A. Freeway from his self-titled album, originally released way back in 1972 and then re-released in 2011. This album and his Viva Terra Lingua album are probably two that got me listening to Texas musicians, even when I lived back in Ohio before moving to Texas. And in the liner notes, Jeff talked about how this album came together. He said it was under pressure to produce a record from his label, and he hated studios. So, as he said, finally, after two broken guitars and three drunken trips to the West Key West jail, I headed for Austin, Texas. And there He found a tape machine and sat down with some friends and started playing. Called it a record. Typical Jerry Jeff. And before Jerry Jeff, we heard Cindy Cash Dollar and the song Peacock Alley from her Waltz for Abilene album came out in 2020. Cindy was on the Remington D8 Steelmaster, lap steel guitar. Ray Benson was asleep at the wheel, and Derek O'Brien were on guitars. Mike Flanagan on B3 and Corey Keller on drums. Cindy lived in Austin for a couple decades, playing with everybody and their uncle, it seemed, including traveling with Asleep at the Wheel for 7 years. She recently moved back to her hometown of Woodstock, New York. You listen to songs about highways and byways and an occasional alley here on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. We're going to slow it down just a tad and hear a kind of a love song, I guess, but it, no matter what you want to call it, it is pure poetry from Towns Van Sant. Here he is with Highway Kind.
My days, they are the highway kind. They only come to leave. But the leaving I don't mind is the coming that I crave. Pour the sun upon the ground, stand to throw a shadow, and watch it grow into a night and fill a spinning sky. Time among the pine trees, it felt like breath of air. Usually I just walk these streets and tell myself to care. Sometimes I believe me, sometimes I don't hear. Sometimes the shape I'm in won't let me go. Well, I don't know too much for true, but my heart knows how to pound. My legs know how to love someone. My voice knows how to sound. Shame that it's not enough. Shame that it is a shame. Follow the circle down, where would you be? Well, you're the only one I want, and I've never heard your name. Let's hope we meet someday. If we don't, it's all the same. And I'll meet the ones between us and be thinking about you and all the places I have seen and why you were not there.
Don't waste your time with those cigarette men. They'll tell you anything you want to hear. Yeah, go and pack your bags and rearrange all your plans and find the narrowest road out of here. And kiss the ones you love and give your things to the poor. Don't go to bed till you are sincere. And steer clear of the mud and all the whispers behind doors. A golden heart has nothing to fear. A golden heart has nothing to fear. And opening your eyes, it surely hurts at first. But without the pain, there is no race to run. And do not be fooled to think that all these words are yours. Now go and do what you know needs done. Yeah, do not be fooled to think that all these words are yours. Now go and do what you know needs done. Oh, do not be fooled to think that all these words are yours. Now go and do what you know needs done.
This is Jeffrey Martin. A little bit of advice in a song called The Narrow Road from his 2014 album Dogs in the Daylight. Jeffrey is from Portland. He spent some time in Dallas as a kid, and I'm glad he did. It lets me include him on the show. He's a former English teacher, as am I, and he's a great writer, as I am not. So as soon as possible, hope to see him again right here on the island with his partner, Anna Tibble, who played fiddle and mandolin on that album, and she's quite a songwriter herself. Before Jeffrey, we heard Towns Van Zandt and Highway Kind. That version was from his High, Low, and In Between album, came out in 1996. Towns was born in Fort Worth, and his family moved around a whole bunch. He got his musical start on the Houston folk circuit in the mid-60s, and he met Jerry Jeff, and he met Guy Clark, and Lightnin' Hopkins, and Mickey Newberry. And interesting, he was recording his sixth album, because he had made some five of them really good ones, and there was a little bit of dispute about invoices, and the engineer didn't get paid. And then engineer reacted by erasing the tapes of album number six. Same time, though, Towns was sliding downhill with drinking and heroin and eventually was diagnosed with bipolar disorder. He recorded a few more albums, but eventually passed away on New Year's Day, 1997. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas right here on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, spinning some tunes about highways and byways. And thanks for listening.
VOV programming support provided by Island Insurance Center, experienced agents dedicated to helping you get the most from your insurance dollar. You can schedule a free coverage review or learn more at islandinsurancecenter.com.
Well, we've been on the LA freeway. We've been in Peacock Alley and Narrow Road. Let's go to Texas, more specifically, West Texas. For the next two songs, here's Lyle Lovett and West Texas Highway.
I was driving down West Texas Highway. I seen a hitchhiker with his thumb pointing my way. He didn't look suspicious, he didn't look any too clean. So I put on my brakes and I opened up the door. Tell it was a bum by the boots that he wore. He said, I'm going down to Haskell. Got a woman back in Abilene. He told me, son, East Texas is where I come from. I've been riding that Jacksonville rodeo and I got humdrum. I'm traveling around a whole lot of Texas I've seen. Yes, and I'm mighty glad you was pushing out my way. Your fancy clothes in this shiny Chevrolet. Said I'm going down to Haskell. Got a woman back in Abilene. Like a possum, a mighty happy rascal. He waved goodbye when I let him out at Haskell. And that's about the last of that road tramp that I've ever seen. But you know that I'm still wishing to this very day he had my clothes and his shiny Chevrolet. It was me going to Haskell with a woman back in Abilene. But you know that I'm still wishing to this very day he had my clothes and his a big Chevrolet. And it was me going to Haskell
with a woman back in Abilene.
Allen from Lubbock, and Amarillo Highway from his landmark double CD, Lubbock on Everything, released back in 1978. And man, that guy makes me laugh. He's got this 2D CD set that's got all the lyrics and some essays from a variety of folks, including Terry and Lloyd Maines and David Byrne. Terry wrote about Amarillo Highway in those notes, and the first time he played it in public at a festival that was the precursor to Willie's Picnic. And the festival, for the first time, a whole bunch of hippies and rednecks were together for an event, and the promoters were so scared of the problems that they hired Texas Rangers to encircle the entire crowd. So every 50 yards or so, there was a ranger on horseback with a shotgun. But nothing happened. As Terry said, everybody was too stoned or too drunk. That album is just full of great stories. Before Terry, we heard Lyle Lovett pretty good storyteller himself. And the song was West Texas Highway from his double album Step Inside This House, where Lyle covers other people's songs. West Texas Highway was written by Michael Martin Murphy and Boomer Castleman. Jerry Douglas was on the Weisenborn of the Lap Steel. And I was lucky enough to see the tour for that album at the Paramount Theater in Austin, Texas. And that is also a really good double set CD. We're traveling the highways and byways of the country tonight on Boogie Back to Texas. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for driving along with me. So we're going to switch some gears a bit again and go to another Lubbock native, Beth Wood, with a kind of a love song. Here she is with The Long Road.
So late, I guess it's early. No one else on the highway except the long roads. Memories hang on, showing no mercy. But you can't outrun a feeling, no matter how fast. Slept, summer fields lay fallow. Time answered there to a different kind of tide and swept me away in a season of sorrow. My dues.
dear, her mama died. Lord, I cried and I cried. That's when I started singing these blues. And these wheels, they had me running, running for the record, running for the money, starring in the picture show. Time in the pages of history, rocking down a Tennessee road. Oh, those screaming teens, they liked my tight blue jeans. They liked it dirty, dirty below. They liked my blue suede shoes. They liked my GI blues. They liked the way I moved my hips real slow. Done my time in the army. They tried to retire me, they couldn't put out my fire, oh no. Cause the 50s were swinging and I was the king. Revolution was burning my soul.
Isaac Gilkison, the song about Elvis, recorded live at the Cactus Cafe on the campus of the University of Texas in 2007. Eliza is the daughter of Terry Gilkison, who wrote songs, a whole bunch of songs, many of them for Disney. She's lived in L.A. and Santa Fe and in Austin, and in continuing the family musical tradition, her son Cisco Ryder was on drums and also co-produced her latest record. Before Eliza, we heard Lubbock native Beth Wood and The Long Road from her album of the same name, and I met Beth when she and R. Lee James, who, by the way, joined Beth on harmonies on that song, they had the record release at the VCA a couple years ago, and I was really struck by the positive energy and the true joy that the both of them had on the stage. Beth lives in Eastern Oregon now. She's still recording. I've got a CD, that the live CD that she just put out called Home by Dark. She also does writing workshops and is quite an award-winning poet. A couple of books of poetry out. You listen to Songs About Highways and Byways on Boogie Back to Texas, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening.
Support for Voice of Vashon is provided by Osole Mio de Mario, a pizza house, an authentic New York-style slice joint in the heart of Vashon, located on Vashon Highway, open 7 days a week at 12 p.m.
VOV support is provided by Trigg Insurance Agency, the island's largest independent insurance agency offering all lines of personal and commercial coverage, bonds, group life and medical, even yacht insurance, since 1979. With multi-state licensing, Trigg can insure businesses anywhere in the world. Find them at trigginsurance.com.
All right, well, let's go on down to Houston and hear about a road that is so famous, or infamous maybe, that two people wrote songs about it, both of which are somewhat autobiographical. We're going to lead off with Steve Earle and his take on Telephone Road.
Off down to Houston and never come back. Mama wasn't gonna let her baby go yet, but there ain't nobody hiring back in Lafayette. Working all week for a Texaco check. Sun beating down on the back of my neck. Try to save my money, but Jimmy says no. Says he got a little honey on Telephone Road. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. This ain't Louisiana, your mama won't know. Come on, come on, come on, let's go. Everybody's rocking on Telephone. Dragon.
Lightning bolts split pine trees down to the roots. In the shadow of the Astrodome, with a hurricane coming on strong, we used to hit those streets and go swimming in our birthday suits. Skiing in a bar ditch behind a moped. 13 stitches on a corner of a sardine can.
Rodney Crowell, just nailing it. Telephone Road in Houston, Texas. That came from his album, The Houston Kid, released back in 2006. I said at the top of the set that the song was somewhat autobiographical, and actually the entire record is that way, as Rodney did grow up in East Houston. He's got a more recent album called Close Ties that also draws really heavily on his upbringing in Houston. He's quite a songwriter. And a producer. You can ask his ex-wife, Roseanne Cash, as Rodney has produced a number of her records as well. Before Rodney, we heard Steve Earle's take on Telephone Road from his 1997 album El Corazon, also autobiographical, at least to some degree. Steve grew up in San Antonio and ran away from home to search for his idol, Townes Van Zandt, whom we heard earlier in the show. Steve dropped out of school at 16, moved to Houston with his 19-year-old uncle, who was also a musician, and what can possibly go wrong with that? Steve did meet Townes in Houston, and he moved to Nashville at age 19, played bass in Guy Clark's band, and wrote a whole bunch of songs. And ultimately, his songs got covered by a lot of people. He's got a pretty incredibly rich biography, 7 marriages, twice to the same woman, and a lot of stories. You listen to songs about highways and byways and roads and freeways right here on Boogie Back to Texas. And I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. So we're going to go rocking right toward the door with another autobiographical song, this one from Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore, a rather unlikely duo, I'd say, as you'll hear in this song in just a second. It's a song about how they got together to make this album and tells a little bit about their own lives. Here's Downey to Lubbock.
Texas wind blows through my veins. But it seemed like California was the place to be for a hippie country singer. That was me. And I'm leaving tonight, man. I'm Lubbock to Downey bound.
And somehow still surviving on Advil, NyQuil, and nicotine. Every city and every heartbreak, every hopeful kiss, every road I've traveled.
Well, I took a lot of detours, called you sacks and dead ends. But I made a lot of music, and I made a lot of friends. I took a lot of turns, maybe some.
So I'm leaving.
said tonight, people, I'm down in the Lubbock Bound.
Leaving tonight, I'm Lubbock to Downey bound.
Dave Alvin from down in California. Jamail Gilmore grew up in Lubbock, went on to become a member of the Flatlanders with his high school friends Butch Hancock and Joe Ely. And as I've noted before on the show, Jimmy Dale has appeared in films, including part in The Big Lebowski. He's got 9 studio albums of his own and 9 with the Flatlanders. He's a pretty good harp player, too, as you heard on that cut. And speaking of Joe Ely, we are going to go out the door of tonight's Highways edition of Boogie Back to Texas with Joe covering a really, really good song by Robert Earl Keen, and it's called The Road Goes On Forever. And this version is from Joe's 1992 album, Love and Danger, and there's some really great guitar work on there, including Vashon Island's Ian Moore. Joe Ely, The Road Goes On Forever.
Sherry was a waitress at the only joint in town. She had a reputation as a girl who'd been around. Down Main Street after midnight, a brand new pack of cigs, a fresh one hanging from her lips, a beer between her legs. She'd ride down to the river and meet with all her friends. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. Sonny was a loner, older than the rest. He was going in the Navy, but he couldn't pass the test. So he hung around town, sold a little pot. The law caught wind of Sonny. One day he got caught, but he was back in business when they set him free again. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. Sonny's playing 8-ball at the joint where Sherry works, when some drunken out-of-towner put his hand up Sherry's skirt. Sonny took his pool cue, laid the drunk out on the floor, stuffed a dollar in her tip jar and walked on out the door. She's running right behind him, reaching for his hand. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They jumped into his pickup. Sonny jammed her down in gear. Sonny looked at Sherry, said, let's get on out of here. Stars were high above, moon was in the east. The sun was setting on them when they reached Miami Beach. They got a motel by the water and a quart of Bombay gin. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They soon ran out of money. Sonny knew a man who knew some Cuban refugees that dealt in contraband. Sonny met the Cubans in a house just off the roof, with a briefcase full of money and a pistol in his boot. The cards were on the table when the law came busting in. The road goes on forever, the party never ends. Cubans grabbed the goodies, Sonny grabbed the jack. He broke the bathroom window and climbed on out the back. Sherry drove the pickup through the alley on the side, where a lawman tackled Sonny and was reading him his rights. She stepped out in the alley with a single shot of 410. The road goes on forever and the party never ends. They left the lawman lying, they made their getaway. They got back to the motel just before the break of day. Sonny gave her all the money and he blew her a little kiss. If they ask you how this happened, say I forced you into this. She watched him as his tail lights disappeared around the bend. The road goes on forever, and the party never ends. It's Main Street after midnight, just like it was before. 21 months later, at the local grocery store, Sherry buys a paper and a cold six-pack of beer. The headlines read that Sonny is going to the chair. She pulls back onto Main Street in her new Mercedes Benz. The road goes on forever, but the party never ends.
Joe Ely, The Road Goes On Forever, right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening tonight, and we'll see you next week.